Food and Beverages on Beltrami Avenue. Info at KAXC's Facebook page, made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And now let's get you back to more from the World Cafe on KAXC KBXC.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Coming up, Brandi Carlile has teamed up with the National Park Service to release a new song called Life on the Run.
Moonshine in the shape of a lifeline.
And Kevin Morby's new song, 100,000, was heavily influenced by the guitar playing of television's Tom Verlaine.
100,000 people, 100,000 lives.
Death Cab for Cutie have a new album, and we have a new song to play called Punching the Flowers. And we go into the archives for a live performance from Phoenix.
It's 20 seconds to the last call. You're going, hey.
That's today on World Cafe.
This is the Setlist on KAXE, where we highlight live music around the area for the upcoming week. I'm Malachi Coons. We are looking at four shows this Saturday and Sunday, June 20th and 21st, in Duluth, Deerwood, Aiken, and Grand Rapids. First up, the second year of Country Coveralls is Saturday at the Back Alley in Duluth. Three Minnesota artists are performing at the festival, with Americana singer-songwriter and pedal steel player Simon Cropp covering John Prine and Hank Williams, fan favorites Between Howell playing as a quartet covering Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris, and folk singer Creekbed Carter Hogan covering Nancy Griffith and Roger Miller. Country Coveralls this Saturday, 4 p.m. in Duluth. Also Saturday, folk blues artist Bruce Archer is playing Rutgers Bay Lake Resort in Deerwood at 6 p.m. Archer just put out his second album, Some Days, Some Folks, showcasing his authentic country blues and heartwarming folk songwriting. Bruce Archer, 6 p.m. in Deerwood. One more for Saturday is songwriter Aaron Tank at Sampaguita in Aiken at 7 p.m. Tank writes questioning songs that explore life's big questions, and he also leads the rock band Stardust Collective, 7 p.m. Saturday in Aiken. And one for Sunday, La Plante Road with Landon Paul at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids at 2 p.m. Emily LaPlante and Liz Ashworth are a folk duo with bluegrass backgrounds who also draw from jazz and rock. And in Rapids, they'll be celebrating the release of their new album, Finding Home. Joining them on the bill is Landon Paul, bass player of Wild Horses. It's La Plante Road this Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Rife in Grand Rapids. The set list is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
You know, I saw a non-alcoholic beverage on a menu recently with the title Three Marlenas, and somewhere Jacob Dylan was smiling. Yo, Dad, I got a cocktail named after one of my songs. The Wallflowers get us going. everyone. Welcome all. I'm Stephen Kaleo. This is World Cafe, and Brandi Carlile has a new song that she released in conjunction with the National Park Service. She says our national parks are the heart and soul of our nation. Even in our darkest days, when we need a North Star, we can look no further than the Olympic Peninsula, Yosemite, or the Canyonlands. So we all come from the lost and found to the great unknown. Here's the new song. It's called Life on the Run, Brandi Carlile.
Like a smile line to leave you standing by a roadside sign with your thumb in the air. Oh, let the warm wind blow and may you never know where the good times go rolling away.
It hurts. For me. months on end I've had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. You say even though God knows you can't find.
Public Radio's most listened to music show. This is World Cafe.
Painted in a wash of indigo.
Adam Grandusiel of the War on Drugs recently spoke to Guitar.com. Sounds like a cool place. And says, almost done making a record. We are close to the end. In the meantime, War on Drugs still have stops in the fall across the U.S., including Wilmington, Asheville, Birmingham, and beyond. Coming up, we go into the archives next on World Cafe.
Good afternoon. You are listening to People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXC. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Dan Gannon. Check your email for KAXE's Board of Directors election. Voting is going on now through tomorrow, Friday, June 19th. Don't see an email? You can email or call Heather at heather@kaxe.org or 218-326-1234. We receive support from Hug Hydronics, committed to making in-floor heating simple, providing in-floor heating solutions for both commercial and residential. More information at hughydronics.com. Relationship Safety Alliance has their annual garage sale Friday, June 19th and Saturday, June 20th at the Crow Wing County Fairgrounds in Brainerd. The sale runs from 8 to 4 each day with proceeds benefiting services for domestic violence survivors. The 48th annual Land of the Loon Arts and Crafts Festival is June 20th and 21st in Virginia. It kicks off with a parade at 9 a.m. on Saturday, followed by shopping, food, live music, and kids' activities both days in Alcott Park. Now back to the World Cafe.
Live from the archives, it's World Cafe. We are in the vault pulling out live recordings from bands and artists who have visited over the years. And this is one of our first guests and one of our most frequent guests who we still send our best wishes to as he is recovering from a stroke. Here is Matthew Sweet from way back in 1995. It's Walk Out, live from the archives.
That you see is a shell of what you were. It's not who you want to be, but you're gonna change. You just about made up your mind. You're gonna change, you're gonna change. And when you leave it all behind, what will the past remember? And what will the future bring? You walk out. Your mind, you're gonna change, you're gonna change. And when you leave it all behind, what will the past remember? And what will the future bring when you walk out?
That one. It's Phoenix, 1901, live from the archives. And that happens every day. You can check the website for thousands of live performances at worldcafe.org. Here's a new song from Kevin Morby that was inspired by Tom Verlaine of the band Television. It's called 100,000.
Lies.
100,000 teardrops right behind their eyes. 100,000 corpses all sleeping in their beds. 6 feet beneath the rooftops, all sleeping like the dead. 100,000 highways all tend to disappear. 100 miles an hour, stuck in seventh gear. 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000.
Alone again, wondering where you have been. Your lonely voice calls across the starlit coast, reaching out to be seen. She cries your name 3 times.
There's a wasteland in your soul. The burnt out trees will leave you cold. Living out in ideal.
Super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us. Put it half away in a fake empire. We're half away in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and dance. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Thank you.
On the Cafe, it's The National with Fake Empire. Coming up, Death Cab for Cutie has always been called an indie band, but for the first time in over two decades, it's more accurate than ever. We've got a new song from them next on World Cafe.
You can catch the World Cafe every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. right here on people-powered radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good afternoon. I'm Dan Gannon. Celebrate books, art, and community at the 3rd Street Festival in Park Rapids this Saturday, June 20th from 1 to 5. Meet several Minnesota authors and explore art from Studio 176. Support comes from the McCrosty Arts Center, located in downtown Grand Rapids, inspiring a creative community through exhibitions, events, classes, and an art shop featuring local artists. More information at McCrostyArtsCenter.org. The Beltrami County Historical Society has its annual meeting Sunday, June 21st at their center in downtown Bemidji. The event includes a director's presentation on the Society's collections and research over the past 5 years. Guests will also get a preview of the History Center's new permanent exhibit. A cake reception follows the meeting. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, your volunteer on the river host will be Dave the Wave. And tonight from 7 to 10, your volunteer on the river host is Annie Humphrey. Now let's get you back to the World Cafe.
We're back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, and after 20 years on Atlantic Records, Death Cab for Cutie returned to the indie world, both in spirit and practice, signing with the independent label Anti for their new album, I Built You a Tower. All of this talk means, of course, I'm going to play a new song from Death Cab for Cutie. Here's Punching the Flowers.
In his search, swallow him whole. She tried to console him, but wanted to grow it alone, because he'd never been alone. Felt the myth of control. It always seemed he was punching the flowers, ruminating like a fatalist for hours, with a voice like the sound of slamming doors, in a voice like the sound of slamming doors. Was love or it wasn't. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Luke from the band Guster, and you're listening to World Cafe.
Thank you.
One of the best records of 2026. It's from Rat Boys. It's called Singing to an Empty Chair. And the song, Penny in the Lake. That puts the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. And, you know, if you dug Rat Boys, long conversation with the band, you can find it on our YouTube channel at World Cafe. Thanks to our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible, a show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Appreciate you listening. We'll catch you on the next World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
In 1979, Chuck Berry played at the first ever celebration of Black Music Month at the White House, and Philadelphia's Deanna Williams was there. She'd helped make it happen. Williams talks about that day and tells stories from her incredible life and trailblazing career in the radio and music industry to kick off our Sense of Place Philadelphia series on the next World Cafe.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand.